syncopating chords. Okay, now the next thing we're going to do is learn how to add an extra beat into what we're playing, kind of a syncopating beat. To do this, we're going to play a simple little chord with the syllable ta or ta, just like this, very gentle. And we do that after we slap our note on the fourth hole. Then after the draw note. Remember, a blow ta after a blow note and a draw ta after a draw note. Now, when you're playing your single note here, there's a space between the flat part of your tongue and the roof of your mouth. You have to close that up because you have to say the syllable ta. So you don't really have to think about it. Just go to say ta when that note is sounding. There, that's where you actually close the note off when the tongue hits the roof of your mouth. And now you pronounce ta. Now after you do that, you've got an open chord sounding at the end of that. So all you have to do is reverse your breath and draw the chord to start the draw sequence. Slap your tongue back down to get the single note, then say ta on the draw. And then you'll be in position to start again with the blow chord. So let's just go back and forth on the fourth hole. Okay, now let's use that to play our first little scale. Just like you did it before, do it continuously. Right, now we're going to add a second beat. We're going to double tongue the chord, so now the syllable will be ta-da. And we add it just where we added the other beat. So now we'll be doing this on the fourth hole. Blow, then draw. Just go back and forth. Now, play the scale. Now we're going to add one more beat. You can add rhythm beats for a long time, but learning how to play three will cover you for almost anything. So now we're going to triple tongue the chord by saying the syllable tadaka, tadaka. Now on the draw. So we also add this after we slap, and now let's just practice it back and forth on the fourth hole. And now, the scale.